40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The White House isn't saying much about documents with classified markings on them that are linked to President Biden.
CBS News has learned more documents marked classified were found at another location used by President Biden after his time as vice president. He did not respond to questions from reporters on Wednesday. This comes after roughly 10 documents were discovered last year at his D.C. think tank, the Penn Biden Center. The president was informed about that discovery on November 2nd, the same day they were found. Nicole DeAntonio, CBS News, Washington.
Republican officials on Long Island are demanding the resignation of the newly elected Republican Congressman George Santos. Among them, the chair of Nassau County Republicans, Joseph Cairo.
George Santos's campaign last year was a campaign of deceit, lies, and fabrication. His lies were not mere fibs. He disgraced the House of Representatives.
Santos made up much of his resume and family background. The government is investigating the FAA system failure that grounded planes nationwide for 2 hours Wednesday. WISC-TV reporter Andrew Banstra spoke with Michael Rickers at Wisconsin's Dane County Regional Airport about the outage of the Notice to Air Missions system called NOTAM.
NOTAM alerts pilots of conditions on the ground that would impact their landing. When it crashed, all flights nationwide were grounded for the first time since 9/11.
The problem is if there's construction going on in an airport, if certain lighting systems are out of service, those are all changes to the way it's supposed to be, and those changes are communicated through a NOTAM.
But why wouldn't they just make do until NOTAM was fixed?
There's a number of ways that information could be communicated, but NOTAMs are the standard practice.
Thousands of people have been forced to flee their homes in Northern California after days of heavy rains. CBS's Carter Evans reports from hard-hit Santa Cruz.
Over the past 2 weeks, most of California received up to 600% of its normal rainfall. Meteorologists say extreme precipitation events are becoming more common and more intense due to climate change.
The spring semester began Wednesday at the University of Idaho, 2 months after four students were killed at their off-campus apartment. Freshman Madeline Pollack.
It feels very relieving and like knowing he's behind bars.
Suspect Brian Koberger is due in court on Thursday. A 21-foot-long killer whale died after beaching itself on the Atlantic coast in Palm Coast in central Florida Wednesday. Video showed the orca lying on its side as waves splashed against it. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the happier happy hour, the hump day edition. Dom feels like a Friday, you claim, mostly because you're going to be away without leave for a few days.
Yes. Stephanie, taking me to New York City for a few nights. I'll be back on the air on Tuesday.
Now, I've taken you to the Big Apple before. We had that night in Washington Square Park with Bernie Sanders.
And oh, man, that was amazing. Got our free weed. Yeah, that was a fun trip, man.
We partied. Well, that was a different trip.
Oh, that was, what was that, Philly?
We got free weed. You got free weed. I didn't even get the free weed. I just got, you know, free weed adjacent. But that was the day of Trump's inauguration, dude.
Oh, okay.
DuPont Circle, yeah. 8 o'clock in the morning, we saw somewhere they were giving away free joints. And Dom, you know, living the life of Riley that he does. I mean, we literally got, like, out of a Uber, hopped off on the curb on DuPont Circle. Dom gets in the line. I walk around the other side. He comes out. I got a free joint. Yeah. You know, it's like he won the lottery or something. I'm like, holy schmoly. That took him like 45 seconds. He's like, yeah, you should go get in line and get your free joint, Crudy. So I walk back out to the street. The line is 5 blocks long. Dom cut the line.
I didn't see it, man. I came around the other side of the tent and just walked in, man. It's so thank you for that.
But I was talking about New York.
Yes.
Not D.C., New York, where we partied with Bernie Sanders and 45,000 in Washington Square Park. That was a fun night.
That was the Kettle of Fish, right?
Kettle of Fish, a Packer bar in Manhattan, brother. And we went to the national debate on the beautiful water side of, was it Brooklyn or the Bronx? It was Brooklyn, wasn't it? The debate was in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Newly gentrifying Brooklyn. So you guys getting hot plans for the weekend? Broadway show?
Yes, we're doing a show. We're staying. Steph got an Airbnb, you know, a couple blocks from the park and Lower East Side. And, yeah, we're just going to hang out, walk around, and take in the sights and eat and drink and be merry for 4 nights.
Don't get mugged. You don't have Crudy. Steffi's not going to give you the same sort of bodily protection. I mean, walking around.
I don't know, man.
2:33 in the morning.
Looks some ass.
Well. We walked around at 3 o'clock in the morning in Brooklyn, dude. We should have gotten robbed.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be up at 3 o'clock in the morning, man.
Not walking.
But anyway, it's going to be a fun trip. Look forward to it, but we'll miss all of you. But I'll be back on Tuesday, lighten it up again.
Here's what I'll tell you, Dom. The audience isn't going to miss you a bit. I got fine people joining me in your absence. Oh, by the way, legal marijuana dispensary just opened in New York City this week. It's legal there now. Another marijuana tourism state, if you will, Dom. But I got Batman coming into the Batcave tomorrow. Batman, Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, co-deviling with me for the whole day. So there, not going to miss you at all.
Thanks, Matt. Matt's a good cat, man. I miss him.
And then Friday, I'm going to have Sage Weil, my partner, the CEO of Civic Media. We're going to talk about vision for 2023, Dom. You're going to miss it. Maybe you can tune us in. Just get the Civic Media app. You can take us anywhere. You can take us to the Big Apple with you on your cell phone. All the real patriots, get the Civic Media app.
Get the Civic Media app. It's totally cool.
Okay, I've beat around the bush enough, Dom. Let's lead the hour. There are no moderate House Republicans. I would say there are no moderate Republicans, but Jennifer Rubin headlines it differently at the Washington Post.
The Republican Party is dead. I think we heard some megas tell us that.
We were at the Donald Trump rally in Waukesha, and one of the campaign people said, you know, your grandfather's Republican Party, and it was founded in Ripon, Wisconsin. I went to the little white schoolhouse very recently, night before I suffered through eating the Mexican locally, skipped the Mexican in Ripon, unless they're a sponsor.
Nice.
You know, we're a radio guy. I'm a radio guy at heart now. If they were our sponsors, I would encourage you to eat there. Just, you know, plan accordingly. But I was at the little white schoolhouse, the birthplace of the Republican Party, and we were in Waukesha, and we heard a guy say, the Republican Party is dead. It died the day that Donald Trump came down the escalator.
That's a Republican talking.
Yes, claiming it proudly. And, you know, another little death rolling over in its grave, perhaps, Dom, the Republican Party, when it sees the activities of the House GOP. You know, what would you call this new Senate Select Committee? Would you call it the Joe McCarthy Committee?
the Insurrection Protection Committee?
A lot of clever ways to stack it. Let's read a little bit from Rubin. Listen to the mainstream media's coverage of House Republicans, and you might think there is a mass of normal Republicans who do not buy into election denial, who are not apologists for former President Donald Trump, and who understand that the party's crazy talk and election conspiracy theories contributed to its historic underperformance in the 2022 midterms. The mystery. Where are these people hiding? Prime suspects would be the 18 Republicans from districts that Joe Biden won in 2020. Talking to you, Reps David Shorewert from Arizona, Don Bacon, Nebraska, Thomas Keene, New Jersey. Yet every single one of them, 15 times, they voted to make Kevin McCarthy, an election denier, the Speaker of the House. Every single one of them also voted for the rules package that the House passed this week, which sets up a standoff over the debt limit, creates a committee to, air quotes, investigate ongoing criminal cases, and hobbles the Office of Congressional Ethics. And they didn't bat an eye over reports that McCarthy promised to give more seats on the Rules Committee to MAGA radicals. Pretty immoderate behavior. And occasionally, members such as Nancy Mace, South Carolina, declared that it would be difficult to work with extreme members such as Matt Gaetz, whom she called a fraud on CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday. She also questioned concessions McCarthy made to the party's hardliners to become Speaker, such as a promise to cap spending at 2022 levels, which would amount to a $75 billion cut to defense spending. I'd be okay with that, actually, Dom, but that's a different question. She even considered withholding her vote for the House rules package with the issue. Yet, Dom, in the end, she voted for the package all the same. They always seemingly find a way to a yes.
Well, and they only actually maintain their spine when they're actually on their way out the door. I'll continue from Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post. Then came the vote on Monday to repeal the $80 billion boost in funding for the Internal Revenue Service that Congress passed last year. Getting rid of this money would empower tax cheats and add some $115 billion to the deficit over the next decade. Yet, Every Republican voted for it. Again, there was no difference between how the faux moderates and the worst of the election denying extremists voted. It should be clear now that these quote-unquote normal Republicans have deceived voters. Keene, for example, ran in the mold of his famous father, the moderate former New Jersey governor. And Bacon told the Post last month that moderates in the party have to flex our muscles a little bit more and say, we're going to govern America, he added. There's a small number that want their way or the highway. Well, that's how we fail. We can't let 2 or 3% drive the whole Congress. But these two enable the extremists all the time. Likewise, a slew of Republican members of the Problem Solvers Caucus, but they seem to be part of the problem. Consider Rep. Young Kim, who in her profile on the caucus website declares, quote, I came to Congress to break through the partisan gridlock and get things done. Given that she refused to impeach Trump, backed McCarthy and regularly votes with the extreme right, that statement is about as credible as Rep. George Santos's resume. Rarely, if ever, do the media grill these immoderate members on their enabling the far right. Frankly, reporters do a disservice to the voters by characterizing them as somehow more sensible than the Freedom Caucus crazies. With the House as closely divided as it is, it would take only a few of them to defeat radical measures. Yet time and time again, they cave. Ultimately, Crudy, this is the voters' fault. You know, I always say it, Crudy, we get the government we deserve. It's the voters' fault, Rubin writes. They should have known when they cast ballots to reelect quote-unquote moderate incumbents that their voting records don't match their rhetoric. Yet they sent them to Congress anyway and often complain that Congress doesn't get anything done. When 2024 rolls around, they should kick out members who voted to empower Freedom Caucus extremism. That would constitute real problem solving. Jennifer Rubin writing at the Washington Post. And I'm absolutely agree with this, man. I mean, you can say all the things you want, but at the end of the day, when you cast the same votes as your election denier, you know, semi-fascist Republicans, you're the same. You are absolutely the same. You are doing nothing to constrict the fascism, the racism, the white nationalism of those individuals over that party. You are the mega party. The Republican Party is dead.
Dom, every single Wisconsin Republican congressional party member, you know, voted for McCarthy, voted for these rules, and in effect voted for this select committee, this investigation of what, the deep state? I mean, this ridiculous witch hunt, this inquisition they plan on rolling out in the new Congress. There are no moderates here in the state of Wisconsin, not on the congressional level. You know, you think a guy like Mike Gallagher, he's trying to make a name for himself. On January 6th, he stood up. He went on, what, CNN. Mr. President, you must call an end to this violence now. It's the last time I saw a spine. And Gallagher is the best of the worst because they're all bad. And it's just worse from there. I mean, you got Brian Steil. You got Tom Tiffany. You got Scotty Fitzgerald. Hell, you got an insurrectionist. You got Van Orden. And Glenn Grothman voted in the last Congress the Trumpiest Trumpster of them all. Well, Dom, you're sneaking away to, you know, the bluest of blue states, New York. You got a little gubernatorial race going
on. You know, where George Santos is from, allegedly.
Well, you're going to the big city. Stay out of his neighborhood. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Your phone calls always welcome here at 844-967-2789. New York won't be the same without Crudy.
If I can make it there, I'll make it. I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 31 overnight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 37. Overcast. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. A few flurries possible at times. Lows dip down to about 25. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Devil's
I don't know
Advocates.
If you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're going to go to the phones at 844-967-2789. You could be next.
But first, I want to steal any conservative thunder. I want to share a headline so I don't have to hear it come out of CJ's mouth. Biden. President Joe Biden's legal team found another batch of classified documents in the search of a second location. Joe, Uncle Joe, this is looking, I mean, just the embarrassment of the headline. You couldn't distinguish yourself from Trump in this very important fashion, mishandling of classified documents. I mean, after the Hillary Clinton emails that she was eviscerated for, right? You couldn't have been careful about, hey, that one says classified. Better keep that one at the office. A little bit of the reporting and then the phones. Another batch of classified government records was found, were found by President Joe Biden's legal team following the initial discovery of classified documents at his former think tank office in D.C. this past fall. And according to people briefed on the matter, the additional classified documents were found in a second location during searches that took place after lawyers found the initial classified documents. The effort led to the discovery of additional documents of interest to federal officials reviewing the matter, one of the sources said. Here's the problem. Everybody does it. You can't hold Trump accountable because everybody does it.
Couldn't you just hold everybody accountable? I mean, you know, when low level people, you know, if you're not in the elite and you have these documents, you get the book thrown at you.
Okay, so let's take that to its next logical conclusion. Joe Biden's the incumbent president of the United States, as has been determined, at least through memo, a sitting president cannot be prosecuted. So does Joe Biden now have additional incentive to run for re-election? Or if we truly, we the left or the center or the moderates, if we'd like to think we're moderates, are you a moderate, Dom? Well, you're not a moderate.
I mean, you know, I nobody puts baby in a corner, man. Ask me a question on a specific, I'll give you an answer. I mean, am I a moderate based on what? Moderate well, drinker?
Based on your prior correspondence to Tiny D.
But again, that's also a subjective term. So what do you mean when you say that?
Well, we just described the fact there are no Republican moderates because they're all willing to get on board with a Joe McCarthy-esque sort of inquisition. And by definition, that means there are no moderates. And I would say if we care, we, the American people, I'll only speak for Crudy in this case. If I care, if I want to see Donald Trump held accountable for stealing classified documents, then I cannot pretend like there's not a second day in a row or second round of headlines that President Joe Biden was also loosey-goosey with classified documents. Now, I haven't made such a clear delineation, say Trump should go down for this crime of Mar-a-Lago. He had the documents, because I think there are greater crimes that Trump is perhaps guilty of. And I've always wanted to see him tried and convicted of the greater crime. But it's still a big deal when you've got public officials taking, absconding with classified documents. Joe, this is not a great look for you. And I got to tell you, Dom, it potentially could be disqualifying as a candidate, at least if we want to hold our candidates to a higher frickin' standard. And I often do.
Crudy, the U.S. Attorney General, according to NBC News, Merrick Garland has asked John R. Losh, a U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Illinois and a holdover Trump appointee, to review how the classified materials ended up in a closet, a source familiar with the matter told NBC News on Monday. So the DOJ will investigate, and the results of that investigations will come out, just like they're doing with Donald Trump. And I think that's justified, given the circumstances. Now, are there different scenarios? Well, certainly. I mean, Donald Trump packed the things up, left, walked out of the White House with them. They were asked for. They said that they got them all back, right? The archives, Trump's lawyers said they got them all back. They didn't. They went back and forth, you know, over a year. And finally, they went and had to execute a search warrant. Well, when Biden's team found out or discovered, or however you want to say it, these documents, they turned them over. So the reaction of the parties is certainly different.
I'm not clear.
At the end of the day, if this were some, you know, lowly military person who had a problem with the Iraq war, for example, and snagged a few documents, well, I think people went to jail for that. So I'm looking for not only some consistency in the law, but certainly treat, you know, people like Trump and Biden. And I know Biden's president now; he won't be forever. Like everybody else.
Okay, here's why it sticks in my craw in this particular case, and we will get to the phone, so be patient. There's plenty of time for all our fair and patient callers at 844-967-2789. Here's why it sticks in my craw. Politically, just as a guy who's out here cheering for the guy, I'd like to see Biden have a successful term. I'd like to see him successfully run for re-election. If he wants to do it, he's the incumbent president. He's the Democrat. He'll probably earn my vote. But he was also out there crapping on Donald Trump, specifically about the potential crime of holding on to classified documents. And I got to tell you, Dom, I am less willing to forgive the former VP, current president, of looking past the classified markings on 10 at one location. Now we've got other documents at another location. And I don't think the motives are the same, but I don't care. It's still damn shoddy work. And if you're going to come out there and call out, and I mean, Donald Trump is a declared presidential candidate. The guy wants his office. If you're going to go out there and crap on this guy, when your Department of Justice has already executed a search warrant and subpoenas and seized these documents, you know what? You better be above reproach, at least on this issue. And Joe Biden is not proving to be above reproach on this issue. And that bothers me quite a bit. We're going to talk to the audience. I know Dom rants about all kinds of stuff. Sends mean, missive emails. Don't call him unprofessional.
Send to me first, man.
More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls. 844-96-PARTY. Always a party up in here.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief, another batch of documents with classified markings, documents linked to President Biden, have been found. More from CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Tonight, we are learning that as part of the Justice Department's review, officials looked at the possibility of classified documents at other locations. And sources tell us that the number of classified documents that they have found is larger than initially believed.
An FAA computer outage caused the cancellation or delay of more than 10,000 flights Wednesday. More from CBS's Chris Van Van Cleve.
The FAA confirms it appears a corrupted database file kicked off this latest aviation meltdown. There's a growing list of lawmakers on Capitol Hill on both sides of the aisle demanding answers.
Cleanup is underway in Montecito, California, after torrential downpours caused mudslides and flooded roads and smothered the city with mud. Resident Suzanne Toby.
It was really devastating to see your town in that level of destruction.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Look out, world, we're getting strong. The future's here and we belong.
She can stem, she can do more.
Like build a rocket and watch it soar.
We'll clean the oceans and make the world a better place. Oh,
she can stem, so can you.
Find a cure,
invent something new.
There's no challenge in the world that she can't face.
She can stem.
Learn more at She Can Stem. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Hump Day Happier Happy Hour. When I was just a wee lad DJing down in the clubs in college, Dom, when I would DJ the teen dances, and in lacrosse, they would get thousands at this Silver Bullet for the teen dances. Pay $2, they'd fill it up, and sell them sodas. Mostly made the money at the door, if you know what I'm saying. But I would have to warn the bouncers like 3 songs ahead of time. Paradise City was coming.
Oh, so good.
It was a giant mosh pit and fights would break out. It was like watching the Republicans pick their own speaker down. 844-967-2789. Be patient. The phones are jammed. We're going to them now. Andy from Beaver Dam, the most patient. Welcome, Andy. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Andy.
Not bad. To lighten up the happy hour, Dom, have fun in the Big Apple with your beloved.
Thank you, man.
TD, you can stick your criticisms where the sun doesn't shine. And the third item would be Alan Robinson has a radio voice to kill for. I mean, that to die for. The guy, I remember when he had his own show for a while, and he's got the good voice besides his expertise in cannabis and so forth.
What is it about those smoking guys that have that gravelly radio voice? It's like a Wolfman Jackie kind of voice going on.
Oh, yeah, man. Just out of sight. But all these articles you're reading, what can we expect? It's all, and yeah, Biden, what are you doing with all the paper? I mean, come on, man. You're a hypocrite. Your people are to have those documents. Well, you know, I mean, it's making him look kind of stupid.
It is. Andy, that's, yeah. Brother, thanks for listening, man. I'm going to let you go. But think about the Obama administration overall. The cleanliness, the lack of corruption, the lack of charges, the lack of scandal. Obama lived to a higher standard.
Yeah, but that beige suit, Crudy. I mean, come on.
But I'm telling you, Dom, I mean, I want presidents that are better than me. You know, I'm the sort of guy that would take the classified documents home in my briefcase, like it'd be in my crap, and I just, I'm too lazy to sort them. I am that sort of loosey-goosey with the documents guy. I want a president that could be held to a higher standard than, you know, a radio guy like myself. 844-967-2789. We hold our audience to the highest of standards. Jerry from Arizona. Welcome, Jerry. What do you got for us?
Hi, Jerry.
Hi there. Belated Happy New Year to all of you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. To you, too.
You're right. I don't think President Biden has a dishonest criminal intent bone in his body. You know, we'll find out it was either accidental storage or there's Xerox copies of so-called confidential info, but he's got integrity like Obama had. I was never so proud and happy in my life with 8 years with Obama.
And Jerry, I wanted to draw a distinction. Trump knew that the National Archives knew that Trump had copious numbers of classified documents. They were asking for a year or more. Trump refused to give them to him. I mean, this is a new quote-unquote scandal of the Biden administration. And it feels bad because it's happened on a couple different days, but they're basically in rapid discovery mode. They're going through every storage locker, every file cabinet looking for classified docs, because I guarantee Joe Biden and his team want to turn them over with alacrity, which is completely different than the intent of the last guy, Jerry.
Yeah, that's a good point, Crudy. Yeah. Jerry, I mean, you know, Biden and his team could have just shredded them or kept their mouths shut, but they didn't. They're doing the right thing, and, you know, their investigation will come forward, and they'll maybe pay a price for it, but at least they're on the up and up, as it seems, to this point, unlike the last guy, Jerry.
He would never risk such a criminal intent. I'm not worried about it. You wait. We'll see how it turns out. It's not going to be serious. Anyway, may I mention one thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Serious. There are millions of people that do not understand the two different types of marijuana, indica and sativa. I actually met a man in his mid-40s that he said he'd smoke a bowl or a joint late at night, and he wondered why he couldn't sleep. You know, he doesn't know that sativa, you do not smoke sativa after dinner or you'll never fall asleep. But indica is for sleep and sativa is not. So if there's anybody out there that doesn't know the difference. Also, if there's any cigarette smokers like I was for over 40 years, they should be using tar block filters. It traps this tar, and then it doesn't stick to your lungs.
Jerry, we've got so much good advice to offer, but we're in a prohibitive, non-legal state, and the FCC really frowns upon the whole discussion. So,
I would just say this, and Jerry, great points, and we do appreciate it, of the different strains. There's sativa, certainly, and indica as well, but don't forget the third, the hybrids. There's hybrids out there as well.
You heard me say the FCC frowns, right? 844-967-2789. We just can't linger beyond like 420. Adam from Madison. Welcome, Adam. What do you got for us?
Hey, Adam.
Hello. On the records issue, I just wanted to point out that there are records supposedly still missing from the Trump hoard. And I was just wondering what you think of possibly they were planted.
I doubt that, because it's Biden's legal team that made disclosure to the National Archives. And Adam, my only question would be is if maybe Joe Biden declassified them just by thinking about it.
Right. Well, no, I'm saying that maybe you found some of the Trump documents is my what I'm saying.
Trump's got so many hiding spots. He left a few down at Joe's house.
At the college office.
Appreciate your call, Adam. Please keep listening. Civic Media, the correct way to do so. I love it when you get the Civic Media app. And I keep clearing the lines only because we want more people to be able to participate at 844-967-2789. I clear them after we take your call. Like you, Hoosier Bob. How you doing, man? Hoosier Mama.
Hey, Bob. Hey, boys, how are you tonight?
Good, sir.
You got me worried.
How so?
Well, I remember when Al Franken went down for a photograph that had been taken years earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit me the second it happened was, oh, Christ, he's got to quit. I'm afraid that specter is going to rise up again here. I'm an honest and an honorable man. I don't see a clean way through this one.
Well, I would perceive these, Bob. If you're thinking that Joe Biden, the president, has committed crimes and therefore he must either step down or not run for re-election. If it politically damages him, Bob, you might have the right assessment. But I would, much like I've characterized Donald Trump's quote-unquote crimes as paperwork crimes, I would say that these are less meaningful crimes of the administrative sort. I think there are certainly big crimes that could be accused. You know, if you're taking bribes, if you're Spiro Agnew, that's a really big frickin' deal. If you're the president and you're sloppy and you've got former president, former VP, current president, you've got files in your think tank that should be at the National Archives. You discover them, you turn them over immediately. Well, you may have broken a law, but I am less convinced, unless he knows, you know, deep in his soul, he knows, oh, I knew that the whole time. Well, I hope his conscience would wear upon him, but I don't think that's the case at this point. I would hope that if Joe crossed the line, he'd at least do the Reagan, like, you know, sort of half confessional, you know, in my heart, I felt like I had turned in all the classified documents, but the lawyers tell me otherwise.
Well, the facts show differently, Bob.
Yeah, but there, when Franken was photographed raising his hands over that woman's chest.
Yes.
That was pre-Me Too movement.
Well, the thing is Al Franken, no, and we've had him on the show, no. Bob. Al Franken made a decision. He chose to resign. Nobody impeached Al Franken.
Yes.
Nobody forced Al Franken out.
Agree.
But sometimes people of conscience, when they feel like they've embarrassed themselves, they've committed a faux pas, if not a crime, sometimes they say, you know what, I'm going to retreat. I'm going to go spend more time with family in the literal sense. I'm going to go make amends to my wife. I don't know why Al Franken chose to step down. Doesn't make him a bad guy. If Joe Biden saw this as the impetus, and I can't imagine, to step down or to not run for re-election, I would think that was a hell of a shame, Bob. But it is a terrible example that this man sets by holding his opponent accountable, calling him out publicly, and being guilty of the same administrative crime.
I agree. If you remember, Franken, when this whole thing blew up, the Me Too movement was in full swing at that point. For the good of the Democratic Party, he backed out. He said, no, I will not take the party with me.
But, Bob, I don't think he should have. I would draw a distinction. Al Franken was not accused of any crime. Maybe a indiscretion. He shouldn't have done it. He didn't actually touch the woman. And he chose to resign. But he was not accused of crime. He was lambasted by people like Kirsten Gillibrand, the senator from New York State. I mean, he was pressured into resigning, but that was of his own volition. If I were Joe Biden, I'd take the Ronald Reagan attitude. I mean, Ronald Reagan made deals with terrorists and Iranians and, you know, sold arms for hostages. And he just said, well, you know, my heart said I didn't, but my lawyer said I did. You knew you did. Ronald Reagan. Reagan didn't resign, Bob. Joe Biden's not going to resign. If it politically harms him, though, he may choose to not run for re-election. 844-967-2789. Bob, in Minneapolis, AM 950 KTNF. They're trying to get us thrown off there, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, guys. See, I think you're jumping the gun a little bit here, because call me a conspiracy-minded kind of guy, because I can go there. But we're all just getting on this hay wagon that's you know, kind of from the get-go, not considering all the possibilities. My thought is that, hey, if Trump is throwing these documents around, showing people, how tough would it be to forge something and plant these things? You know,
come on, Bob. Let's not drink the QAnon Kool-Aid here. This is not a Dan Rather like conspiracy that somebody fed false documents to Biden's lawyers that they turned around and gave to the National Archives. These were in Biden's possession.
They were in his closet or something at his institute, right?
You haven't heard any denials. Dude, if I wake up tomorrow morning and I got classified documents in the drawer, I'm calling somebody. And when they haul my ass out in front of the press, I'm going to say, that wasn't me. You don't see any denials from the White House. In fact, it was a very difficult press conference with Jean-Pierre or whatever her name is. She didn't handle it so well. They didn't really have a good, plausible explanation for why the old man's got classified documents in the closet.
And maybe they're doing as I'm suggesting it, which is investigate before we jump to guilty, 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 resign.
Oh, sure. Absolutely, Bob. And DOJ is investigating as well they should. But again, to Crudy's point, this is the Biden team coming out and telling us these things. You know what I'm saying? It's not Trump team saying, hey, we found this at Biden's think tank closet.
And I'm saying, I wish they didn't. I wish he didn't take them. Because it looks bad. And I don't like to be on the side that looks bad. I'd like to be beyond reproach.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Let the music roll.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 31 overnight under cloudy skies. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Highs level off around 37. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Chance of flurries. Lows dip down to about 25. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. Go into the phones at 844-967-2789.
Phones it is, Dom. Jake from Milwaukee. Hold on, Jake. I got something in the way. Jake from Milwaukee. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Oh, okay.
Hey, Jake.
This whole thing really smells. And, yeah, you can say, but conspiracy drinking Kool-Aid, but remember that Al Franken was set up. I mean, the woman in that photo had ties with a Republican operative.
He wasn't set up.
At the time.
He made a conscious effort to take a prank photo. And then when called out upon it, and no doubt the woman was a conservative, but he still did it. It's not like anyone cut and paste the photo of Al Franken. And then he chose to resign under pressure in part from Democratic colleagues. But there's no setup there, wrong. Jake.
Yeah, there is. And listen to this. Do you trust the Secret Service?
Do I trust the Secret Service? Dan Scafino, the Trump guy, or the guy who was trying to choke out in a limo? Which guy am I talking about here?
And who had access? I'm talking about, have you read about the Secret Service and how bad they were and how many Trumpers were in the Secret Service?
Jake,
I'm saying you're jumping to conclusions right
because
now.
The Biden team is not denying it. The Biden team turned the documents over to the National Archives, which was the right thing to do, but they didn't say there are planted documents. These came out of nowhere. Someone put them here. They said, sorry. The former vice president, current president, has some classified documents, and we're going to, obviously, based on today's headlines, Jake, we're going to keep looking, and what do you know, second location, more classified documents. Not a second denial, like, oh my God, they planted them in two places. No, there's no denials coming out of the White House, Jake. If they were denying it, I'd give the guy the benefit of the doubt, especially if he strongly denied it.
Well, then it's okay then, Jake.
Well, no, it just smells bad because, one, the Republicans just took over their, the House, and then they're going to have these investigations in the government, and it does not feel right. You know, it just feels, I mean, if it's a coincidence, I'll eat my words, but it just doesn't seem right.
Well, it's not like Jim Jordan was the one, Jake, who was poking around the college where the former VP was teaching, I guess. I mean, this is his own team, Jake. And the circumstances, of course, you know, the devil's in the details. There is an investigation. The DOJ is looking into it, and we'll find out eventually. Again, I don't think it's an apt comparison to what happened with Trump and what's happening with Biden, given the circumstances and what we know about how the archives tried to get those documents back from Trump for a protracted period of time and ended up, you know, obviously executing a search warrant for that. So, but at the end of the day, the similarity is, old former president dude's got secret documents stashed around, man, and that is not okay. And if it feels icky, it should, because I think reality winner, you know, people that take documents and give them to the press, well, they get locked up, man. So I got a few problems with this. One of which is that yes, Biden makes himself look like Trump in some regard, but there's greater issues than that.
Where did the creepy man touch the documents?
Bad touch.
844-967-2789. I think Pizza Box, you'll be next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, man. Why should anybody be held accountable in either party? This is what blows my mind. FCC, I know you don't like marijuana, but this is a prime example of why it should be legal. For people like me that sit here and wonder, why do you guys not understand the problem with our political system here? One sucks, the other one sucks more. We've been voting for the lesser of two evils for decades. Maybe this has been this way, well, since before me. But this is outrageous that people are like, you know what? Joe Biden is moderate. All right. For decades, he made, you know, concessions with these clowns in the South, like they do now, like James Clyburn does, like all these guys have done for decades. Until people understand that if you are not going after progressive policies from progressive, activists, people running for office, we're never going to win. And I'm just so tired of listening to people cry over spilt milk that, you know, nothing ever benefits the working people in this country, no matter who's in power. Wake up, people.
Pizza Box Mike, well said. We're going to keep moving down the phones, fella. 844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County, you're next.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good, man.
Good, man.
Okay. Yeah, good. Good to hear.
Don't call Dom unprofessional, Rico. He'll go off on you.
Oh, no. I got nothing about that. You know, this is the Mayhew thing. This medical cannabis crap he's trying to feed. You know what? Put that in that Fox News void we talked about, okay? LeMahieu, you know, you stick that thing right, you know. Oh, you know what? This is nonsense. This is nonsense. Don't let them muck up the waters with this crap. And, yeah, it's just like, you know, what is with this guy, you know? It's like, oh, you know what? I'll tell you what, if your leg is hanging off, you've lost a limb, and you got cancer in your gonads, we'll give you a couple gummies, okay? How's that? Well, everything will be fine.
Thanks for nothing, Rico.
Rub some Robitussin on it.
Rub some dirt on it.
Here's my theory quickly. Yeah, my theory is, A, Wisconsin Republicans never intend to legalize marijuana. They're going to keep it illegal forever. And why are they going to do so? A, you can buy it legally 45 minutes away. They don't care about the lost commerce. They just give a tax cut if we made more taxes, you know, to property owners or some rich guy. But above and beyond that, they like to have it. Law and order likes to have that probable cause. Smells like weed up in here. Going to have to search the car. That probable cause element. And I would point out, finally, I think there is an outsized power that the Tavern League here in the state of Wisconsin, where we've got 42 of the 50 drunkest counties in America, when people have access to legal, regulated, recreational marijuana, they drink less. They drunk drive less. They take less opioids. Even the high school kids are less prone to marijuana use. Because it's regulated. You got to be 21 now. You know, the weed guy, the guy one I knew in college, never saw him cart a guy at the door. They do that at every dispensary. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dick, I'm going to give you like 30. Oh, well, there goes your 30. CJ, you ain't getting it. So, never going to get it, CJ. Thank you to our fine guest, Ellen Robinson from Herbal Aspect, a cannabis entrepreneur, a friend of ours. Tomorrow, Dom's gone. Matt Rothschild, Batman. And don't forget, $1 million advertising giveaway, care of Civic Media. Be ready. January 26th, Thursday morning, starting at 9 o'clock. If you're a small business owner of any size, just put your information on the website. No strings attached. Free ads. Thank you all for listening. Devil's Advocates, get the Civic Media app. And Empowered Caregivers, going out on a new night Wednesday, coming up at 7. Keep it locked.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.